Even though job situations can be different, there are several qualities that all good supervisors have in common. A good boss treats all her employees fairly. She doesn't single out one employee for better or worse treatment than the others. A poor supervisor has favorites. Sometimes she'll even use her favorites to spy on other employees. She expects them to tell her what the others are saying about her. This can cause a lot of bad feelings among employees. A good supervisor gives clear and understandable directions. She doesn't constantly change her mind about what she wants employees to do. She also doesn't get angry with an employee who is confused and needs her to explain the directions again or more fully. Delegating authority well is another quality of a good supervisor. She knows how to use the skills of her employees to best advantage. A poor supervisor insists on doing everything herself. She is unwilling to give any authority to others. A good boss evaluates her employees on a reasonable set of criteria, not on how she feels about them personally. And she lets the employees know what those criteria are, so they have a fair chance of meeting them. She gives both praise and criticism in a straightforward manner. She also offers guidance when needed. A poor supervisor will criticize without giving any suggestions on how to improve. Most importantly, a good supervisor sets the standards for employees by her own behavior. She works hard and treats employees like valuable assets to the company. This promotes good morale among her workers, and this is of great benefit to her business.